London. The city that breathed life into my dreams and shaped the very core of my existence. I was captivated by its charm, its resilience, and its vibrant energy. The year was 1965, and I was just beginning to understand the power that this city held over me. From the moment I set foot on the cobblestone pavements, I felt a surge of possibility. The air was filled with the scent of adventure and opportunity, enticing me to explore every nook and cranny. With wide-eyed wonder, I would lose myself in the labyrinth of streets, soaking in the stories whispered by the ancient buildings and bustling crowds. But London was not just a backdrop to my life. It became a character in its own right, shaping my identity and moulding my aspirations. Its diversity became a tapestry that threaded through my existence, exposing me to cultures and perspectives beyond my own. It was in the vibrant markets of Brixton that I learned the value of community, as I listened to the lively conversations in accents from all corners of the world. I felt the chill of the night seeping into my bones as I crept through the dimly lit alley. Every step echoed in the silence, a symphony of anticipation. My name is Detective Lily Morgan, and I was on the trail of a notorious serial killer. With every clue I unearthed, I felt the weight of the victim's souls guiding me closer to the truth. Little did I know, the darkness I was about to uncover would change me. Forever. The streets whispered tales of fear and desperation, their secrets intertwined with the shadows that danced upon the worn cobblestones. Each night I prowled the alleys, my senses sharpened, hunting for the truth. On the mysterious enchanted isle, Princess Amelia stood atop the ancient castle walls, overlooking the rolling waves below. Her emerald eyes sparkled with a hint of mischief, her heart yearning for adventure. In this land of magic and wonder, legends spoke of a long-lost treasure, the Celestial Crown. As the princess embarked on her perilous quest, enchanted creatures and mystical beings crossed her path. With courage in her heart, Princess Amelia would uncover the secrets of the Enchanted Isle and fulfill her destiny. The air was thick with the scent of blooming flowers, carrying whispers of forgotten tales and hidden treasures. Harry looked around and saw Hermione Granger and Ron Weasley at the Gryffindor table. They looked just as surprised and excited as he felt. The three of them had become fast friends on the train to Hogwarts, bonding over chocolate frogs and wizard trading cards. Hermione, with her bushy brown hair and eager expression, leaned across the table. "Can you believe it? We're actually at Hogwarts." Ron, a tall and lanky redhead, grinned. "It's brilliant, isn't it? Wait until you see the Quidditch pitch." As they chatted, a pale-faced boy with platinum blonde hair approached them. "You must be Harry Potter," he said, his voice dripping with arrogance. "I'm Draco Malfoy, and I come from a long line of pure-blood wizards. You'll soon find out that some wizarding families are better than others." Hermione bristled at his snobbish tone. "No one should ever be judged by their blood status, Draco. It's about who you are as a person." Ron snorted, his freckled face scrunched up. "Yeah, you tell him, Hermione." Just then, Professor McGonagall swept into the Great Hall, her stern gaze scanning the room.